That is actually your 80th match win here at Wimbledon, which means that you are the only player in the history of tennis, male or female, to win 80 matches at all four Grand Slams. That is an incredible record.
At this stage of my career, I try to always play my best tennis in the Grand Slams and really deliver the best tennis on these most significant courts in the history of our sport. And what can I say? Now that we got to 80, let's get to 100.
That was Novak Djokovic with his first round win last night. He's 80th at the tournament, as you just heard. To tell us all about it is Aussie tennis legend. He's co-hosting a Stan Sports new Grand Slam daily show, which we love. His name's Wally Masur. Wally, thanks so much for your time.
G'day, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How ominous is Novak? He actually dropped the set last night, the second set, which is surprising for him. But how does he look and how threatening will he be on grass?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's the favourite. Been interesting, hasn't it? Because he's had a few hiccups over the course of the year, you know, with his vaccination status here in Australia. And he just doesn't have as much tennis under his belt as he normally would have, you know, at this sort of six-month mark. And I think that was a bit telling when he played Rafa at the French Open, because he kind of put himself in some good positions, but he couldn't quite ice it. So does the experience of the French just help him that little bit more at Wimbledon? Plus, he gets a little bit of help from the surface, which I truly believe helps his game, in particular his serve. But he's awfully close, isn't he? I think he deserves favouritism.
Now let's talk about the Aussies. Mixed results, as is often the case in the early stages of a Grand Slam. Kokkinakis, though, on the positive side, he's been in good form and he's been building. Gee, looks fit, Wally, and he was good enough to get it done last night in his first up effort.
Yeah, because grass has not actually been a happy hunting ground for Thanasi over the years. He's got a game probably more suited to clay and certainly hard court. But I think for him, you've got to remember, as a teenager, he was ranked inside the top 100. And then it's just been a series of injuries and illnesses that has really derailed him for nearly 3 years. So last year, he just put in the hard yards, flew all around the world, playing in all the obscure places, playing the entry-level events to the tour, got the matches under his belt, stayed fit, and then he had that big win in Adelaide. Has kind of really set him up now. And then the way he's playing now, you know, he's going to consolidate himself inside the top 50 in the world, I'm sure of it.
That would be huge. Life gets a lot easier when you get inside that top 50 and, you know, qualifiers are off the agenda and you start to make a really reasonable living and it just gets a bit easier. Outside of that, it's a bit tougher, isn't it, on the world stage and for such a long period of time.
I agree. I think, look, you literally have to be inside the top 100 to make money and establish yourself and have a career. You know, outside of that, it's really difficult these days. COVID meant the tour, the ATP and the WTA tour, there was about a 30% reduction in prize money. The majors, which is really the pillar of the sport, managed to keep their prize money at, you know, pre-COVID levels. So yeah, if you're outside 100, it's a slog. And, you know, you're uncertain of your schedule. You know, you've got to enter two and three tournaments in any given week. And then depending on where you get in, that's where you head. But, you know, as I say, if Thanasi can establish himself inside the top 50 and do so for the next, you know, 6-7 years, you know, it'll be a worthwhile career after all those injuries.
So that was the good of the Aussies last night. James Duckworth won the first set against, well, veteran and tennis legend, really, much-loved Andy Murray. How did he look? And in the end, a pretty disappointing night for him.
Yeah, look, Murray has played well this year. You know, an amazing effort after he's got the metal hip, the artificial hip, and given everything Andy had achieved in the sport and how much money he must have, it just shows he has a great passion for the sport to get himself back into a position to contend, as he has done twice this year in ATP finals. So he's one of the world's great grass courters. Andy, the two-time Wimbledon champion, and James is a good player, but he's actually just coming off hip surgery himself. I think between them, they've got one good hip. So basically, James probably not quite where he wants to be, and Murray's probably one of the world's best returners, and he basically defused James's serve, which is one of his great assets. So yeah, he's got too much guile from the back of the court on grass, Andy, but maybe a tough draw ultimately for James.
Yeah, it was, and Milman also went down, but it sets up for a massive night. Now you can watch every match from Wimbledon ad-free, live and on demand on Stan Sport with Centre Court streaming in 4K UHD as well. You can start your free trial just visit stan.com.au/tennis. Everyone will be watching for Nick, and he comes in with a really confident attitude, Wally. He's first up tonight. Can he do a lot of damage? I guess he can.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I'm sort of, you know, I look at the men's draw and I look at the seeds, and Urkacz lost. He, you know, and that was a surprise to me. I felt like he had a real, you know, good opportunity to go deep. So that, you know, upsets happen, and grass in the early rounds, you know, anything can happen. The courts are really green and a little bit slippery. You know, they get better as they get more play. But Nick, every player in the draw would have basically, as soon as the draw came out, they would have been hoping that Kyrgios was nowhere near them, because the idea that he's unseeded just doesn't seem right. But of course, he's had a truncated schedule. So, you know, his ranking doesn't reflect his true ability. And he's sort of saying he's one of the world's best grass courters. I agree. You know, he's in my top three or four favourites for the event. Wow. Of course, the test is to, you know, seven matches over a fortnight. And it's not just navigating the matches, but it's navigating the day off, the highs and the lows, the anticipation, you know, then that sort of idea that you can celebrate a win for about 8 hours to 12 hours before you start to prepare for your next match.
So you think he can win it, Wally? I don't want to pull you up. You think he can win this Grand Slam tournament?
I do. But, you know, there are people in the draw that can obviously beat Nick, you know, that's the nature of the event. But I guess, too, we don't know. He played three events leading in, so he's had a very limited schedule compared to the majority of the field. But he says that, you know, I know, look, he's been training in Sydney and I've seen a bit of that. He always has a racket in his hand. He's always hitting a lot of balls. But, yeah, you just got to have the miles in your legs to make sure that, you know, there's not a cumulative effect and you kind of get worn down as the tournament goes on. So you might lose a match, but it's the two or three matches prior that have done you in, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I guess we'll just see exactly where he's at physically. And if he holds up, there's no reason he can't. He's got one of the best serves. He knows how to play on grass. He's got this phenomenal serve. And he's very creative. You know, he's a very imaginative player. And you need a little bit of that on grass too, because sometimes sets can come down to small margins.
Demon Orr also in action tonight. What's a pass mark for him? Is it third or fourth round?
Yep, absolutely. Alex can play on any surface. And I've sort of been waiting for him to push, because he's super fit, super fast. You know, he's very, you know, he's a very focused tennis player, basically, and I've sort of been waiting for him to push deep in a major. And as I say, he can play on all surfaces, but I think grass might be the one, you know, he likes to absorb pace and redirect it. He gets a little bit of help on the serve. You know, maybe this is the one.
And Daria Saville, Dasha, she's also up tonight, our best hope on the women's side of things as well.
Yeah, we got, obviously, Dash was interesting. She was just, she's made a big move, you know, from injury last year in terms of her ranking this year. And she actually wrote Wimbledon an email and suggested that she should get a wild card, and they agreed. So that was a real bonus for her. But look, she played well at the French Open, and you might argue that clay is her preferred surface, but, you know, she's been living in Australia for a long time now. She's played a lot of Fed Cup for Australia on grass. So she knows, you know, she knows how to, you know, navigate the surface. But look, it's a big hole, isn't it, on the women's side? We don't have Ash. You know, she'd be the defending champion. So, yeah, they're big shoes to fill.
Tom Lanovich also in action tonight. I mean, it's jam-packed for the Aussies. Can't wait to tune in. Wally, you're a superstar. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
You can watch the action on across all the Nine platforms, as well as in at Channel 9 last night, and Grothy and the guys were in there doing a magnificent job. TJ is over there as well. Don't forget, you can watch every match from Wimbledon ad-free, live and on demand on Stan Sport. Centre Court streaming in 4K UHD as well. So you can just, if you want to start your free trial, you can do it for free. As I said, stan.com.au/tennis. Nick Kyrgios and all the big guns from an Aussie perspective in action tonight.